Getting started a little late on budget work, but as I understand it, we have until 9:30, which time we have a meeting on discussion on economic development.
Yes.
The three of us.
And
then back to budget, right?
Right.
Thank you.
If I could just remind us where we were before we left last night, was we were working on the road and bridge combined, looking through personnel, looking through, we hadn't really started, our discussions basically were on the people shifting, you know, and so that's where we had left off, just FYI.
I need to know in the budget document itself, if you can get into the net and take a look at 2011 approved budget, I want to know what the starting revenues were. I know what my document says here.
2011 starting revenues.
Yes. What was approved for sales tax, excuse me?
Originally.
No, what was finally posted
for 2011.
For 2011.
Right, so I need to pull up the web, the posting on the web, which is what Rick had told me was the official document. So let me go to the website, posting. And for revenues, I show 2011 approved revenues to be $5,974,009 is what was posted on the web as approved. What do you show? I'm just talking about one sales tax.
I'm talking about the sales tax.
Uh-huh.
Road and Bridge Trust.
Okay. Sales tax up for Road and Bridge.
What was approved to come in?
Okay. You're talking about GCR Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge.
Perfect. I gave you GCR.
I'm sorry. Well, while you're doing that, you gave me GCR. And that's exactly what I show, 5.974.
Okay.
Is that what we budgeted? I'm absolutely confident that we did not budget 5974009.
I'm going to memory. I can pull my files. I thought it was 5750. 5,750,000 is what I thought we budgeted. But I can look at that in a second. Let me get your other answer first because you're throwing them out at me pretty fast here.
Sorry about that.
That revenue line was in 250. 82001 is the line item that I'm looking. Under 2011 approved, it shows 6,500,000.
All right. But you brought this point up yesterday that those sales tax are identical.
Yes, sir.
And receipts are within a few dollars. What? All right, let's look to sewer sales tax and see what was put there.
Sewer fees, sewer, that would be capital tax. Capital is in 780, I believe it is. I've got the revenue from it here. We have the fund balance, revenues, sales tax revenue. What was shown approved is $4,480,500. I can't remember what percentage that is.
Well, the three sales tax are all half-cent sales tax. All budget projections should be identical. So if one's 6.5, they should all three be 6.5. If one is 5.9, they should all three be 5.9.
That's what I can't figure out, why they're not.
Okay, if you go to tab 780, sewer, okay? That's where I'm looking.
I'm there.
Okay, because that's the capital sales tax That's where all the money goes once it's collected. You have a large transfer of fund balance, which you should show it. The fund balance approved was $24,540,000.
That's the balance that we approved to carry over.
Correct. That's the starting amount. Now, if I go down here to revenues...
I see where you came up with your figure.
Okay.
We approved sewer revenue, according to this projection. $4.480,500.
Well, look at that whole section there. This is what doesn't make sense to me. We show a $3 million revenue from the biosolids. That's only after we give our $3 million, we get a matching grant of $3 million. But he budgeted $3 million revenue. Now, we may have given that instruction, but it's in there.
Where are you guys getting the four? Where are you getting that four?
Are you on 780, Danny?
Yeah.
Go to the front section, the top section of it.
And I see your 24.5.
Okay, go down about three lines.
Yeah.
It's 780, line 780, 84.
That's what we approved. 4,480,500.
That's what it is. Yeah, that was the approved amount.
Right.
Now, what I'm being told is it's the same sales tax amount that GCR has.
Mm-hmm.
Which on one budget it was 6.5, and one budget was 5.9, and this one's 4.4.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay. I'm just reading the
figures. I know, but we're just reading the figures.
I'm just reading the figures. What I don't understand, maybe you guys can help me with this, below that line item, there's some incorporated area grants and revenues of $186,000. I don't understand that. That looks like expenses.
It should be the eighth of a cent.
That's not a sewer.
It's
not a revenue. And yeah. If you add those to the $4,480,500, you come up with $5,787,000.
Oh, I got $5,974,000.
If you add them.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were seven of them, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them.
8 of them.
I'm sorry. One more. My mistake. $5,974,000.
Okay. Which coincides...
Which matches with GCR.
Correct.
So what he has done is he said those are revenues...
Coming from those areas.
From those areas, which is absolutely and totally misleading. But he is somehow earmarking those revenues for that political subdivision.
No, not... Yeah, he's saying that money that's designated from those areas are coming into the collected. So, like, Marion Woods is going to... We're expecting revenues of $186,000 from Marion Woods.
Well, that's what this report says.
No. You picked the wrong... It's not Marion Woods.
Marion Woods is included in that, Danny.
Well, unless I've got my lines wrong.
Well, no, there's the same amount for all of them.
Yeah, but...
That's what it should. I'm saying that's what the budget is,
gentlemen.
Okay. What about that?
Well, it's got 186 for Kirbyville, Oak Creek, and all. Marion Woods is zero.
Go far.
Yeah, it's not. It's not zero on my report.
Not zero on my report.
2011 approved. This is zero.
This is going to be a great day. This is going to be a great day.
All I'm going to
say. Yeah, what time was yours, Freddie? Because maybe there was a change in the last, in the 30 seconds being rocked spread out.
No, I'm just.
Okay, hold on. What day was yours, Freddie?
By golly, the same stinking time.
Now I can just tell you that I've showed Lynn numerous times where this is.
Ave Maria. Hey, that's a good. What's your total revenue line at the bottom of 2011 approved? Just a couple lines.
$9,444,000.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I wonder where that other $186,875 stuck there, Danny. Let's go to the top there, real quick. I'm just going to read the numbers down. 70,000, 3 million, 3 million. Okay, the grant. 4,480,500.
Are you reading them in order?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start again. Your first one's 70,000?
Kirbyville ARRA grant.
Yeah. Okay, that's my second one. Okay.
What's your first one?
The biosolids.
Okay, 3 million. That's different than this one.
Yeah, that's different than this one, too.
Okay.
4.480,500. Uh-huh. Then I got 186,8750 eight times. You've got it seven times, Danny.
No, I've got it eight times.
Where's it?
Who's picking it up?
I don't know, but I counted them there a while ago.
I bet you got it in Bradleyville. Did Bradleyville get it? Because I don't have it in Bradleyville.
Six, seven, eight.
Did Bradleyville get charged?
Somebody's got one there.
No.
Read your cities off, Danny.
Branson, Hollister, Forsyth. It's got Merriam Woods twice.
Well, there you go.
Well, we're not going to double dip them. 186,000 is what's enough.
Yeah, it's got Merriam Woods up there in that point. It's got it down at the bottom with zeros. So it's got Merriam Woods, Haneyville, Rockaway, Bull Creek, and Kirbyville.
All right, so that's why I'd add that. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Hausman, on the sales tax.
Yes.
Is there any provision in this sales ballot language that would indicate that we have to do it this way?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there's every indication within Missouri law that you can't do it this way. This is not where the income comes from. The income comes from sales tax revenue.
Which is one line.
Through the Department of Revenue, which is one line.
Okay.
What would that... I mean,
No.
You guys got me gun-shy. I don't even say anything. But what's that doing in the revenue line?
Well, it's...
And not only that, look what he's tracking. On a monthly basis, he's putting monies into those lines. As they come in. I mean, that's... Actually, it shows that those revenues are coming in from those political subdivisions to us. That's what that has to change.
This whole thing has to change. There needs to be two line items. Or two or three. If we have the biosolids grant, that will be a revenue after we spend the... So we could possibly forecast that. I don't know if that'll happen in 2012. We need the sales tax collection, any grants, and interest. That's our revenues.
All right. Now, let me take you back to my original question.
I don't even know where it was.
Road and Bridge.
Yeah.
$6.5 million was budgeted there.
Yes.
Which is $500,000 plus another $26,000 approximately that is not so indicated in the other two funds. It is my best memory that we asked to budget $5.7 million in those three funds.
Here, I'll pull up what we told them.
Well, the damage in R&D is we're saying we've got $526,000 more than we actually had, and we allowed that to be budgeted through his figures. Question is our spending in line with what he put in here or in line with what we asked him?
Gentlemen, $5,974,000 was 6% down. So I have it in my notes, $5,974,000 is what we were going to budget.
6% down from what?
The previous year. So the numbers I have in my notes from last year in January.
So it wasn't 5.7 is what we agreed on?
No, it was 5,974.
All right, I'll pull mine. Which date was that marked on yours? That's a joke.
Pretty funny, though. Pretty funny. I don't care who you are.
That's darn funny. All right. All three have to match.
Really?
That's the second
really?
Given. Knock it off, Strophus.
Really?
Hit that note again, would you?
I'm going to break a window. Well, without just causing mayhem here, we're going to have to redo the entire 780 revenue subsection here.
Yeah. I think we could just go ahead and set that right now.
But I'm just going to do a formula and tie it back to
something. Except we disagree on the amount we want to start with.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We could set all the other potential.
I'm just going to put in a formula, and then you guys can then...
A formula. Let's put another
formula. Sounds much better than figuring percentage.
Just to make you guys...
I've been sharpening this pencil all day.
Here, to make it worse for you guys. Done.
All right. Question is, we're obviously going to have a fund balance. This particular budget, we're going to have to make some decisions on how we're going to handle that.
Now, wait just a second.
And how we're going to anticipate that.
Wait just a second here. I'm trying to figure out what this is. What he's done is that expenditure,
he's putting revenues and expense lines here, like we did in public administrator and all these other things.
Well, maybe, but that's all revenue up there.
You know why? Did you pull up your 780 right now in those lines? Do you have like 96,000 in there?
Where?
In those individual cities, incorporated areas.
Right.
Your number is like 96.
That's back in July.
Yeah. Because he's putting money in there.
As he goes along.
As he goes along.
But that's not what this is supposed to reflect.
No.
If he wants to set up some special chart, he can do that somewhere.
Not the budget. I've put those all to zero. What I've got, just so we're talking, the Kirbyville era again, the American Recovery Reinvestment Act, we obviously, in 2011, received money. So that's an income. That's a true revenue. We had some reimbursement intergovernmental revenue in 11. But I guess my first question is, the end of the Kirbyville project, we won't get any more grant money from Kirbyville project, will we, that we're going to be passing through?
I don't believe we do, unless that's a yearly. I don't it would be. It'd be a project.
Yeah.
Now, did that run over into this year?
No. Well, it's not. He didn't do a budget on 780 for 2012. Because it says here, not filed because of question of separation. So he didn't do a budget for this 2012.
But we asked for and John supplied a budget.
Correct.
Do you by any chance have that?
I don't believe I do.
We asked for that and he did it late. We absolutely need to know what their thoughts are on the budget, to budget. But not the revenues. We can do that.
Yeah, all we're looking for is what they want us to bring up.
But wait a minute. What we're going to budget is the sales tax money. This is our capital improvements sales tax. And money's on hand. And what we're going to budget then is what an individual other revenues are going to be coming into it. Carry over what other revenues are going to come into
right.
it.
Interest.
And then expenditures.
Yeah, and just end of the interest off the carryover. We have to budget that in there. Which we budgeted, I think, $400,000 last year.
Any other revenues that are entitled to come to the sewer district will go to the sewer district.
Yeah.
Directly. They won't come to the county.
Yeah, grants shouldn't come through here. Grants
exactly.
should go to the utility, not the capital improvement.
Exactly.
Because it's.
As you go back to the 25% expenditures, have you looked at that yet, or are you still working on the revenue?
Just still working on the revenue.
The reason I'm trying to do that is because on the expenditures, he shows
a whole lot more than
a whole lot more than was budgeted and approved. You don't have any numbers on that?
I don't have sewer department's budget for capital improvements.
Is that what you're showing, Ron?
Yes, sir.
203.
780.
203, 125.
Yep. That's what I'm showing, Dean.
Okay.
T Highway Extension Project, for example, we budgeted $750,000. In July, they've spent $34,000. Why I can't get anything updated from July, I have no idea, but.
Are you talking about?
I promise you, if we have to put in a new system, we need to make this different for the upcoming year.
It's not necessary. It really is. This is not difficult, guys. And I know you know this. We're going to be budgeting two things in revenues, it looks like. The interest of the carryover and our sales tax. the biosolids grant will not, we will not see a revenue from that in 2012. It only comes when we spend the first three and they reimburse us the next three. But I really believe we're going to spend all six and they give us the three back.
I hope that's not the case, but if it is, no, then we'll give us six.
No.
They're going to give us a maximum of three.
Maximum of three, if six or more is spent.
And max three.
The question is, and it will come to us because it's a county grant.
Right.
We need to run it through this fund.
Right.
That one grant.
But we, is that a 2012 revenue? I don't think so.
Even if we put it in there, expecting it, and it doesn't come, we're not passing it through.
True. So we must put it in there, then, you're saying. I'm going to put $3 million in there, then. So I've got three line items for revenues for 2012. Biosolids for $3 million, the sales tax, whatever the sales tax we agree on, and the interest of the carryover.
It shouldn't be whatever we agree on. It should be what it is.
No, whatever we agree on, what the sales tax for next year is.
Projection.
Yeah, whatever we're going to, whatever we're, okay. We're at three different numbers.
Yeah.
But it, we agree it should be in one line item, not spread out over